What does that song mean?
It's your monthly book club show. Get lit.
Happy hour. Woo, woo.
Yay.
The book I read. That's the Talking Heads. If you ever want to listen to the whole thing, it's a pretty good song. And I hope you read the book I read.
Did you read it, April?
You know, we're going to just.
How far did you get?
You know, okay, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking the premise of today's show is. I'm just going to go ahead and say, you know, Aaron, go book. Why don't you act like you're talking to somebody who has never read the book? And you can
like that would be pretending.
It would
right?
be pretending.
Oh, okay.
Someone because you obviously see the book sitting here, right? In the studio.
Yes.
And what's that book called?
It is Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Yeah, it is sitting right here, right in the studio next to me. I have my hand on it. I'm painting a picture right now, just as people in books do. I'm painting the picture of
literary
the book
picture, yeah.
with a red wing on it, mm-hmm. and it says Red Rising. My hand's resting nicely on top of it. But you are so good at explaining and getting right into
it. You are so full of it. You are so full of it. You're lucky that I'm a nerd and I read all the books.
And make the most amazing notes on them.
That's Google's help, too.
Yeah. So, yes, yeah. Happy Hour Book Club.
Yay. So, I have to tell you, the one cool thing, well, this book I found to be very interesting. I think I said last month, Red Rising is the first book in a trilogy written by Pierce Brown. It's a science fiction novel. It came out in 2014, and then it's followed by Golden Sun and then Morning Star. And when I was researching it, I found out that Pierce Brown is from Denver.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
He's another Colorado.
He's only 31, author. Just a baby. I know. He's wrote tons of books.
Wow.
But yeah, he's from Denver and he currently lives in LA. So he didn't stay there, but we could still claim him.
We switched.
Yeah.
I came from Southern California here. So yeah. We switched. I could be his mother.
Don't think like that. No. You're only as old as your mind thinks you are.
Oh, then that's
right?
scary because I can't even read it.
I know. We shouldn't be allowed to go anywhere together if that were the case.
Oh, man. So Red Rising by Pierce Brown. So if somebody had never even heard of this book or read any portion of it, what was the first, your first thought about it?
Yeah, so it's like a class struggle, a class struggle in this world. So just to sum it up, the main character, his name is Darrow, and it starts the story. He's a miner. He's a very low class person. He lives on Mars, and the people who are in this mining community, they believe that they are getting some substance. They're mining some substance from the ground to create life inhabitable on Mars. So they think they're doing a good thing. And these people from Earth, you know, they're going to come soon because we're paving the way for this Mars to be safe.
So they're the ones out there getting things ready for the rest of the group.
It's kind of a dystopia. So his wife, they're young. They're like 16. Right? So you kind of, it's kind of a time warp thing. But they're young and he has a wife. And his wife is very disenfranchised with how things are going. And she decides to sing this song publicly that she knows she'll be committed to death. So she sings the song against every, you know, his advice and everything. And they hang her and he tries to save her. And in the process of trying to save her, he wakes up from this whole ordeal and realizes, what the heck? Mars has already been established for years. There's an upper class of people already living on it and controlling. They're called the Golds. And it's this whole dystopia, like I said, of him figuring out what's actually going on behind the scenes.
Wait, that sounds like we could parallel that quite a bit.
So it's really interesting. When I was reading notes online, it said that the potential audience for this book is virtually limitless because it transcends genre categorization, and it resonates with readers regardless of age, gender, and genre predilection. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to predilection,
right?
Sure. What does that mean?
Yeah, it means what you choose, your preference.
Oh my god, I love it. I learned something new today. Good job.
Yeah, it means your preference.
Yeah, or your genre preference. There you go. Ooh. That makes total sense.
Hey, you know what we forgot to mention? The fact
what?
That We're sitting here having a great happy hour. But that support for Get Lit on KD&K comes from Carbondale Beer Works.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're open Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. and Friday and Saturday until midnight. The Fairleys are back and performing at Beer Works tomorrow night at 6 outside in the beer garden. More info at Carbondale Beer Works on Facebook.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we gotta give kudos there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're eating Mars bars and Milky Ways.
Yeah, but you filled me in on a tidbit I wasn't aware of.
Because when I was growing up, the Mars bar was its own thing.
Well, I'm not so like out of touch that I didn't eat a Mars bar.
Well, you're
bar.
Like from the Midwest or something. I never know what they have out there. Don't they have like Mallow things like moon pies and stuff?
Well, yeah, you can get those here too. Don't lie.
Yeah, if you go to
we're
crack,
not talking cheese balls and casseroles.
Cracker
right? Back
Barrel.
Off.
If you find a Cracker Barrel, you can get one of those moon pies. But when I was growing up, there was a Mars bar. And several years ago, for whatever reasons, they changed it to a Snickers with almonds. So it's the same exact thing. It's made by the same company. But yeah, the Mars bar is now called just Snickers with almonds.
I think that's stupid.
It's
clearly a different candy bar. It's a Mars bar. It was brown.
Maybe
with
Mars
green writing.
Yeah. Maybe Mars. You know what? Maybe Mars like brought a lawsuit against them and said they couldn't use that name.
Like the planet Mars.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That
could be
okay.
It.
Anyway. what is our cocktail today, April? Ooh,
we have a really awesome. It's called a Mars Landing because of Mars, and it is midnight espresso. Mixed with vanilla almond milk.
Dang.
It's going really good with the chocolate. We're on the sweet side.
We're going to be like buzzing when we come out from the sugar.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
But,
happy
so you yeah, just raise whatever you're drinking, your sparkling water, your hot tea.
Yeah, whatever the afternoon may bring for you.
Your Mars landing.
Yeah, I like that. You should like coin that.
Yeah. Well, I did. I made it up. And what do I have in my cupboard? Okay.
That works.
You could be amazed what you might have had, but
I do that all the time with cooking.
Okay, good.
Going back to the book quickly, that I guess we're supposed to be talking about that, right?
Both.
Yeah. Okay. One thing, too, I thought was interesting is they kept comparing it to like Harry Potter and the Hunger Games. And what was I thinking too? Like The Hobbit, those kinds of things, like good and evil.
Okay.
And I think one of the really interesting things is these characters. So once Darrow starts, after he tries to save his wife from being hanged, and this terrorist group is actually who rescues him, and they're fighting the oppression of the quote unquote low colors. And so he is forcibly, joins their clan or whatever to infiltrate the school system so that he can go to school with all these upper elites, move through the echelon, and then when he graduates and wins this whole game at the end, that they'll pick him to be in charge of, you know, being the military or this higher up.
Okay.
So he's created this whole false story of his wealth, and he gets in this school with these rich kids. And it really starts to talk a lot about being a good person but having to do bad things. And I thought that was a really interesting concept to think about, because
it is. I mean,
we try to make things so black and white in life, and they're not black and white.
No. Oh gosh, no. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, think quick on my feet, which isn't easy with all this chocolate. And
well, like, but, you know, like, yeah, I mean, if like I love animals, I'm a vegan, you know, all this wonderful stuff. But it's like, if I saw a puppy that was really hurt and I knew it wasn't going to make it.
Sure.
Could I make the decision to kill it and put it out of its misery?
Oh, you know, well, see, I went through that a year ago with one of my chickens.
Okay.
She had an issue. And when I looked it up online, all the sites said to cull it, cull her, which means kill.
Down, yeah.
But it's culling is what they call it. But then I found a couple of sites that said, no, try this, it'll work. And if it doesn't, then you can always, you know, do something. So I remember talking to my husband and telling him that Kitty Wells wasn't doing well and that I was going to try this thing on her. And I'm pretty sure I'm married to her by the laws of Colorado, the things I had to do. But I'll save you from that. But it worked and she was fine. But I remember telling Hank, you know, hey, if this doesn't work, you're going to have to do this because I can't. And, you know, I know that it, I know he's a hunter, so I mean, I know he could do it, but I know it wouldn't necessarily be easy for him either, just because it is our domesticated chicken.
The relationship.
Yeah. So,
but I think it just reminded me obviously a lot of like politics.
Oh yeah. Well, it reminds me of like, what do they call it? You know, the top 3%, the 3%ers, 2%ers, what is it called?
1%.
Oh, okay. I don't know. There's only 1% up there? It's pretty small.
The diversity between the 1% and the 99% is pretty...
So I was trying to
pretty deep. Throw
a couple more percent out there. That would have been thousands of people. those extra percents I was trying to throw up there.
I mean...
they might not let them in the club.
They've got way more money than I do, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you find the writing to be similar to like... Like, I remember taking a class back in high school. It was all Ray Bradbury. And I read, like, everything by Ray Bradbury in this class. And, I mean, it was just... I had never read science fiction before. I thought it was nerdy. I thought it was weird. I thought it was not my genre.
You weren't embracing your inner nerd yet.
Oh, my gosh. And then when I took that class, I fell in love with Ray Bradbury. Mm. His style of writing and everything. Oh, my goodness. And have you ever read any Ray Bradbury?
I haven't. Mm. I've read some other science fiction. I found this to be very easy to read. Mm-hmm. It was quick.
Yeah.
But I also found I wanted to keep consistent with reading it because there were so many details, like, again, Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter, that I didn't want to forget all the different characters and what they were doing and how they transformed from good to evil or evil to good or... if you see in the beginning of the book, there's a big map that's got a layout of the whole territory that they're like playing this game on.
I saw it.
I bet you did.
I saw that.
Get an idea.
There it is.
Oh, right.
Almost. Oh, did I skip it? Wait.
I don't.
Okay. Okay. We're drawing that picture
there it is,
again.
Look.
Whoa, there's a map. And there's Mars. And there are mountains on Mars and the Great Woods. Do you think there's really Great Woods on Mars?
Do they? Not yet, but maybe.
Okay.
This is very futuristic, obviously.
We're not.
But can you imagine also that idea of, you know, you think that you're doing something really noble in life?
Sure.
That you're working for a good cause. You're working for people to make their lives better.
Yeah. And then finding out you're not. That would be
total taken advantage of. Like, how do you even
wrap your mind around that?
Why I think his wife decided to go the other route. And he kind of tried to follow, but this terrorist group, like I said, was like, you're going to be on our side and you're going to infiltrate and we're going to use you. But he's so empowered by his own anger and by his wife's death that he's kind of like, all right. Oh, also they do this weird thing. He goes through, all these surgeries. He's like in rehab for a while. So the terrorist group that takes him, they make him into this really big, powerful, strong guy because apparently, so he's a red
like,
rising. Like so he's the lowest.
Terminators?
And the golds are like these really, so they're like the best of the best, the cream of the crop of people. So they're like
the Aries.
Like, yeah. Like, so they're like white, like super white with like blonde hair and they have perfect skin and they only wear these gold stuff. Then they're huge and muscular. And so there's also like physical differences between the ranks as well, which is really interesting. And he talks about kind of going through those bodily transformations in that, which is so reminiscent of so many movies, you know, where the character gets saved and then they, you know, rise him up and create this whole new crazy person like Terminator.
yeah. Well, I mean, that's crazy because I think about, I feel like there are quite a few organizations in the world and in the United States that the congregations think that they're doing such good work. They're doing something, you know, positive, and then maybe it's not quite so positive, but, you know, they do feel like they are.
Yeah.
You know? And
right.
I think that does happen quite often.
Well, I'm not trying to get off track or, you know, promote other things, but I just have to say I started watching this show on Netflix yesterday called The Family. And it was just very interesting talking, mixing religion and politics and some of the...
Did I mention religion?
And some of the... deceptions maybe that go on and what people really do think as opposed to reality. And it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I like to sit outside and just observe. I don't like to judge in any way. Like nothing is black and white, but I'm very curious.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting. I mean, and it, there's lots of groups, not necessarily. I mean, look at like who's that environmental group that, I mean,
oh, they Deep do, Green Resistance.
Yeah,
they can I say do that on the air.
I don't know if we can or not. I just said that one. but you know, there's eco-terrorism that happens. Yeah. You know, people are so passionate about the environment that they end up committing terrorist acts.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not about terrorists or anything. But no. Wasn't that the guy who did the Oklahoma City bombing? Oh. He was very much, you know, just people get really disenfranchised, sure, and think that's the only way to fight back. And it's very interesting. Yeah, to see how, sure, people's minds work and what catapulted or was the catalyst to put, yeah, them into that mindset of thinking that was the only way.
Yeah,
harm, that, trying to harm, yeah, to create good, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So, so did you feel like the book ended, or did you feel like you stopped in the middle of a book because there's another one coming?
It definitely wrapped up in a way that I was like, okay, I don't feel left super hanging, like, oh man, I don't know where any of these characters are. So it wrapped up in a sense, but it left itself ready for another book. I definitely wouldn't be opposed to reading the other two, but I read so much that I probably won't fit them in next. But I'm not opposed. They were great books. If I wasn't in part of like three book clubs, I might.
Well, that's a lot of book clubs.
I know. I'm a nerd. I embrace my inner nerd. It's okay.
That's good. That's, yeah, fine. We can.
Yeah, I was trying to think if I had anything else super crazy that I looked into this. And all the one cool another cool thing is that when the upper echelon of teenagers or whatever youth is in this group fighting battle or whatever, they're all, men and women are equal.
Oh wow.
Colors not so much, but because they're all gold. Mm-hmm. But the men and women have very equal roles and power status.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a good thing right there. So you said they were kind of hard drinkers and partiers? Is that part of their culture?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, miners from the old, sure, West, yeah, and I mean, how you work on a really hard day.
Sure.
You would go into town, use your money, you know, play music with your friends and laugh and dance and drink and, you know, start all over again tomorrow. So, yeah, they were kind of a hearty bunch and really had a sense of community.
Uh-huh.
And as Darryl Rose, he saw that wasn't there, and he saw more politics at play, obviously, and dirty deeds happening.
Oh, wow.
As opposed to the sense of community and togetherness.
Wow. Is there, was there like one specific part in this book that you, that stood out?
I think some of the interesting parts that really stood out were when, like one character, he, to get out of a situation, he either has to die or cut his own hand off. And they explain how he decides to cut his own hand off.
Wow.
Or just some really gnarly stuff that you're like, this is a group. I know it's a story, obviously, but this is a group of young people, younger than 20, doing really hard, intense things.
Wow. Like, okay, so I'm just going to read this. This is one of my favorite passages.
Oh, one of your favorites.
They clink their glasses together as we watch from the ground. How I love Orientation Day series titters. Mercury just let 100,000 rats loose in Jupiter's citadel. But Jupiter was ready because Diana tattled and arranged the delivery of 1,000 cats. Jupiter's boys won't go hungry like last year. Cats will be as fat as buckus. Diana is a harlot, Fitcher declares. Be kind. I was. I sent her a great phallic cake filled with live woodpeckers. You didn't. I did. So there's just a taste of what is in the book.
Trickery.
Trickery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of getting one up on each other.
Nice.
And as the game goes on, it gets more serious because they're put into the situation where they have to fend for themselves completely. There's no, they're out in the wilderness, so they have to build their structures. They have to hunt for food. If there's no food, they don't have any food. They don't have any heat. Some of them get severely hurt. Now, I will say there is the school heads, I don't know if they're teachers or what, but they're up in the sky on this craft watching everything. They know
kind of
like
the god, like Greek gods, mm-hmm, kind of thing.
And they're taking bets.
Oh.
And they're manipulating
That is what the Greek gods did.
And there were, if you got hurt, these med bots would come down, can try to fix you, and then you could go in and play unless you were killed. But, I mean, to be killed in the game was very legal. No one was getting in trouble. You weren't. The first test they have at this school is I think they all meet each other And then they have to go two of them go into this room together. And they Daryl realizes quickly the goal is to kill the other person in the room.
Just right out the gate. That's their first. That's orientation. Their first test. That's orientation.
To kill one of their compadres or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
That's... And then but that starts off who you killed and their relationship to who was in the school and other things. That was the first start of keeping secrets or not telling or.
Wow, that's like an...
Because Darrow ends up killing his best friend's brother, I think, and keeps it a secret because...
That's intense survivor right there. You don't get voted off, you just get killed.
Pretty much.
Wow. All right, well, we've got about... No, we still have about 10 minutes left to chat.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing, Book?
I'm doing great. Who is this program sponsored by?
This is sponsored by Carbondale Beer Works. Do you want to tell them about this one? Come on over here.
Let me swing around with this microphone. All right.
Tell us.
Support for Get Lit on KDNK comes from Carbondale Beer Works, serving handcrafted microbrew and local seasonal food 7 days a week. Carbondale Beer Works hosts numerous community benefits, including bingo nights and music trivia for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. The Fairleaves play tomorrow night at 6 at the Beer Garden. And more info at Carbondale Beer Works on Facebook.
All right. Everybody who sponsors, you know what we should do? A quick shout out also, because we're starting our fall membership drive, aren't we?
Yay, we sure are.
Let's just say real quick.
Yeah, so we have the Hoot this Friday, which is kind of like the end of the early bird kickoff. So get your memberships in by this Friday by midnight, and then we'll do our early bird drawing. And then the official kickoff to the drive is on Monday the 19th.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And there's a super secret private party just for members only.
Yep,
at
super
the end.
Secret. Yep, to thank everybody. And we'll have some sweet early bird prizes to entice you to get that in early and get it out of the way.
Because if you're listening to KDNK, we know you love KDNK.
Mm-hmm.
And you love shows like this. Where else can you hear Get Lit? I don't think you can hear this anywhere. Although I have heard that everything's on... the website now, like as podcasts, right? These shows?
I think we're working on that,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go back and listen to shows you've missed.
Yeah, I know they're working on a new when you miss a show, that player, you can now, instead of having to listen through the whole show, you can just scroll through, I know, and choose where you are at.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Well,
got
that's
some
great.
Cool new things coming up.
Wonderful. So become a member of KDNK. And what are we going to read next month? It's going to be fun. This is going to be throwback September me.
Yeah, I think in honor of the kids going back to school, we're going to read some Shel Silverstein, Ooh-hoo. Where the sidewalk ends.
We
both own this, so yeah. You will read it. I already know you've got like a couple memorized. So
I was
going to
say, is this in honor of me reciting Ickle Me, Pickle Me, Tickle Me Too at Mountain Fair?
Yeah, I used to, what was the one... somebody, Peggy, what's her face, cannot go to school today.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
She had, anyway, I'm gonna do that one. That was my favorite.
Okay.
I recited it, memorized it in school.
And my kids, I mean, the reason I have the book is it was for my two kids.
Don't lie.
I know, right? Well, why? Yeah, no, I love the book myself.
I mean, I still have it. I don't have kids.
I know, right? Well, they obviously don't have the book. I have it. So that says something right there. But, my son's was Sister for Sale, Sale. One crying, one spying young sister for sale. Oh yeah, that was always his. That was his for Bryce. So that's fun. No, that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So tell your kids to listen in next month. Call in. We would love to have somebody call in and talk about their favorite Shel Silverstein poem. Why are you giggling?
I don't know if we're a kids show.
Well, we're not, but next month we are.
Okay, we'll
it's
have
totally
milkshakes.
Appropriate to talk
we'll
about.
We'll have milkshakes.
Great. Yeah, of course.
We'll have vegan milkshakes for...
Happy hour doesn't mean bad stuff.
Nope. It's not at all. We are not promoting. We are not promoting others to imbibe in anything other than their normal.
We're just promoting
beverage.
Books. Read. Get out and read.
That's what we're promoting. So yes, get out your Shel Silverstein, Where the Sidewalk Ends. Start reading it now. You could read a couple a night to your kids. That's what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, maybe we'll actually have somebody call in next month. And
that's what I'm saying. Maybe the kids will call in. The adults, they don't like us so much. But maybe the kids want to talk to us
kids.
About some poetry.
Yeah, that'll be fun. So. Get Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. You know, he wrote a lot of songs. Do you know that?
I don't know if I did.
So we're going to have to play one of his songs next week.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
He's passed away now, hasn't he?
Yes.
A while.
I don't know. You know what?
I better I not know. Say things I know, like don't. That.
But he wrote a lot of songs. He wrote some country songs and some other songs. Aww. I think he might have written A Boy Named Sue.
Gosh, don't say things.
I don't have my phone with me, so I can't check that. And I'm so used to being able to check things. He wrote songs like that, though. He wrote songs
that you wouldn't expect. He wrote them for people.
He wrote that for Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. He wrote a few songs. So, yeah. All righty. Well, Book, it has been so much fun hanging out with you, eating candy and drinking a Mars Landing.
Mars Landing. Join us next month, second Monday, 4:30. Get lit.
Get lit. Become a member of KD&K.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.